The universal law of the one and the many. What is it, and how can we use it to maximize our growth, potential, consciousness, and love? So the universal law of the one and the many states that from one comes the many, and from many comes one. If I'm learning about something, let's say swimming, I'm loving my swimming at the moment, I'm going to learn that there are many different parts of swimming. There's the way my hands work. There's how I'm breathing. There's my body position. There's, you know, different types of workouts. There's endurance workouts. There's speed workouts. There's power workouts. There's different accessories. Like there's a snorkel. There's flip. There are so many different parts to swimming that I must learn at first. And then once I'm competent in all those many parts, I combine it into one. Now, I've just learned all these many different parts of swimming. I've combined it into one part. Now I'm swimming and I feel like I'm gliding and I'm not really thinking. I'm just present with it and I'm relaxed and I'm in flow state and I'm just swimming, right? Now, in order to improve my swimming, I must then go back in and break it down into many different parts and look at all the different parts again. Okay, what's my training? What's my nutrition? What's my workout plan? What accessories am I going to do? How hard am I going to swim? What am I doing with my arms? Can I use some sort of video system to record? Can I get a better coach? Can I, you know, all of these different things, I must then break it down again in order to build it back up. This is the law of the one and the many, also known, you can call it creation and destruction. Everything in order to transform is either creative destruction or a destructive creation. In order to build a bigger building, we must first destroy the building that currently stands there in order to build it back up. If you want to learn something, if you want to learn about philosophy, you must learn all of the different philosophers, all of the different topics of philosophy. You're kind of, it's like, how does this all connect? Then it just hits you. And then all of the things that you've learned are now combined into one. And you can see clearly, you've abstracted, you can compartmentalize and categorize, and you've got an abstract view and understanding and a knowledge of the philosophy that you're learning now. So then now you can break it back down into many. If you want to build a business, you look at all the different, many different parts of business. You put them all together and then you get a flowing business. In order to grow the business again, you don't just keep doing the same thing. Otherwise, you keep getting the same results. If you want greater results, if you want a greater life, more love, more expanding your consciousness, feeling more love and fulfillment and meaning in your life, it's being aware of the law of the one and the many, breaking down, okay, what are the many different parts? What's the one that I'm striving for? When you can combine and synthesize all of the different many parts in your life, whatever area it is, whatever goal it is, whatever you're striving for, combining it into one will get you a point of love, presence, gratitude, inspiration, enthusiasm, wisdom, and certainty. When you have that state, bang, you've hit the one, you've transcended to the next level. Now it's time to break things back down into many. One last example. If you are dating, if you're single and you're dating, you're looking for many. You're one person and you're looking for many mates. You go on many dates. You find the one person. Now, when you're with the one, you're like, oh, I found the one. Now, how long does that last? A day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 50 years. After 50 years, you've been with the one. And now you're starting to get eyes for the many. There's girls with bikinis on the beach. There's a business CEO woman that's really pumping it out. And then your wife is starting to slack in her health, or, you know, starting to complain or whinge. And you're seeing all of these many different women or men or non-binary or animals or whatever you're into. And you've just gone from one to many. So then, if you know the Demartini method, if you surround yourself with inspired and empowered and aware individuals, you can ask yourself or be asked the questions, okay, what is it that I see in them that is in my partner? So it's not about being in the physical form. It's about being aware of the energy. Energy isn't created or destroyed. It only changes form. If you can be aware of the energy and how it's transforming from many into one, you realize that nothing's ever missing. In every area of life, any goal that you want to fulfill, you look at, okay, what is the energy that I want in order to feel empowered and fulfilled in that area? Okay, in what other areas of my life do I have that energy, and how can I be aware of all of that all at once? And it combines it into one. When you're aware of all of the energy, we're getting a bit metaphysical, hippie, spiritual here, but when you're aware of all of the many different energies, it creates one energy. So when you are looking for, when you find love within yourself and you stop looking for a soulmate, your soulmate appears because you've combined all the energies into one. You're feeling whole and fulfilled, and you attract the one. We always have our soulmate. We always have the one because all of the many different energies are with us. As soon as you separate yourself from the many different energies and think that they're not with you, then you're in futility, you're seeking or avoiding. That is the law of the one and the many, how you can use it to empower yourself. Subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.